H&H is not just plumbing and electrical anymore.
When we open March 1st, we're going to carry hardware,
plumbing,
electrical,
paint,
housewares,
tools,
pet supplies,
and lawn and garden.
Come see us at our new location in the old Shopco building, 314 Sturgis Road, Marion.
Coach Sean Thompson, I know this is a proud day for you, proud Papa Day, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, to have six go and play college football and continue, you know, with what they learned here as Rockets and take that to the next level in other schools, and just to spread our way to the state and just any university they go to and just other people to be around is awesome. You know, I haven't been here that long as far as just my whole tenure as far as player, just, you know, citizen in the community, but I've never seen this many kids go play college football in a year from one team, from one class. It's, you know, it's just amazing. It's a proud moment for us. So,
and I have to ask you, there's a decided percentage of them that are going to your alma mater. Is that by design? Is that by encouragement?
No, not at all. It's actually, I was surprised. I found out after the fact, you know, a lot of them had good situations to where they had choices. And, you know, they went on a visit together. Two of them or three of them at a time and found themselves going back and really, you know, built relationships with the coaches there and liked the community and just liked the direction of the program and ended up there. You know, I'll use Brock's situation, you know, he commits to Campbellsville and then, you know, circumstance says that might not be doable. So he's looking around, but just to see him end up back in Campbellsville, he loved it so much. And I think they all feel that way about it. So, in my experience, Campbellsville is a great place. I'm happy I ended up there. I was not happy I went there, but I'm happy I ended up there, and I'm happy I stayed every year and finished it. So I think it'll be a great experience for all those guys.
And we've had a number of players from here over the years have gone to Campbellsville. And, you know, now maybe we open up that pipeline to UT Martin and University of Cumberland. We'll see some of these others open up to Crittenden County athletes.
Yeah, and that's one thing I noticed since just taking over for Coach Narns is these college coaches coming to Crittenden County and seeing these kids. It started with this group. You know, it's been a while since we had a group like this. And, you know, there's coaches that are excited about our players and what they can do for their program. So hopefully that continues and we can get more and more guys out playing college football.
All right, Coach, thank you. We're going to talk to some of these guys right now and get some of their comments. Thank you.
Chris.
Brock Langston.
Why did you decide to Campbellsville? I know you had several looking at you.
I think I ended up with around 14 scholarship offers from D3 up to D2. I think Campbellsville really just hit it off well when I got on campus the first time. I really didn't feel like it was home, but that's because I didn't realize that home is what I already felt. Like, I was already used to that. So moving here to Crittenden County, having a smaller town, same thing as Campbellsville, and I felt like I fit in and I can go in there day one and I'm going to compete and I'm going to get the starting position there. So I feel like I could have did that at a lot of other colleges, but this is going to give me another level to prove that we're bringing the swagger back to Campbellsville.
And I know there's a great deal of meaning that goes into the word brotherhood around here. Did that have anything to play into this?
You know, I got told since day one that Devin, Sean, and Parker, I shouldn't base my decision off them, but yet it kept coming down to I'm going to have somebody there, and I have an older cousin on a scholarship for wrestling there, so that helped a little bit. But our brotherhood's so strong, no matter where we went. Boone went to Camp Cumberland, so I'm gonna find a way to get to go see him. Our brotherhood's way too tight for us not to, but that had a big impact on what my decision to finalize last night.
Here with Ethan Dawson. Ethan, why did you select UT Martin?
It really felt like the best fit for me. I took a few visits down there and just fell in love with the campus and the coaching staff. I like the competitive challenge that I faced going there. You know, I'm obviously an underdog coming in, but I feel like with hard work and, you know, just using my ability to run the playbook and using my ability to run the route and all, you know, stuff to perfect my holding my craft, I feel like I can get a starting spot and make a big difference down there. So
I know you had some other schools that looked at you.
I was talking to Center, Lindsey Wilson, Murray a little bit, but really overall, just UT Martin outweighed those schools by a lot for me. It was just like a great fit.
Defensive end Sean O'Leary. Sean, what appealed to you about Campbellsville University?
Well, my first visit was actually at Cumberland. I really liked the campus there and all the environment there, but it did not fit the program. And next I'll go to Campbellsville. And Campbellsville, a really nice atmosphere there too. A really nice campus. But they not only have like the pre-physical programs, but they've also got programs with like UK, Bellarmine, WKU. If I can transfer after 4 years at Campbellfield, you go for like 2 to 3 more years over somewhere like that, based on that, go ahead and pick up a physical.
So breaking the stereotype here is not just a jock decision, right? Yeah. This is an academic decision, also.
I want to go. I'm glad I can still play college football. I want to go ahead and just feel like further my academic career.
Describe how it feels to be going there with these guys you call your brothers and have for many years playing with them since Little League.
Yeah, always in a dream to go. Never thought it'd come true, but now it's coming through. Now I have my brothers come with me.
Running back Devin Nesbitt, Mr. Six. Yeah, are you going to carry that name to Campbellsville now? Can you live up to that up at the University of Campbellsville?
I hope we keep producing as many touchdowns, so we'll see.
Yeah. Tell me, Devin, what made you decide Campbellsville was the place for you to take your skills?
Well, I've been on a few college visits. I've been to Moorhead, I've went to Campbellsville, went to Wilson, and a few others. But Campbellsville, like, I guess it's the most, like, home to me. It's a small campus, like, Coach Thompson, everybody knows everybody, and I kind of like that feeling, like the hometown feeling, and it's not that far away from home, so I can always kind of hear them when I'm working in traffic, and I can always come watch my younger brothers play, so there's that. And then they have the engineering program that I want to go into, chemical engineering. A lot of the schools around here didn't have that program, so that was a big factor in why I chose to get
there. Coach Thompson, being an alum of Campbellsville, did he lean on you a little bit?
Not really. I mean, he always talked so well about it, and he was right. Like, everything he said when I got over there, it was exactly like he said it was going to be. I just really like it.
All right, good luck up there, Devin.
Thank
you. Kicker Parker Johnson. Parker, I think you were one of the first guys to commit to Campbellsville. So I guess follow the leader. All these other guys just pile in behind you?
Yeah. Well, obviously, they always have their own decisions on that, but I was kind of the first one. I was kind of like, this is where I want to be. And I think we all committed in the same day.
Oh,
me,
did you?
Me, Devin, and Sean did. And I want to say that, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe I just heard that's where you were leaning early on.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, and why Campbellsville?
I went on a couple of different campuses. I went on Mount Union, and I went on Moorhead, Lindsey Wilson, and then also Campbellsville. And it's kind of just felt like, with talking to their coaches, they felt like they wanted me the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt like when I was picking them, I was picking the future. Because one of them is that they show all these different student athletes that graduate, and now they work there.
Some of our listeners may not know your history. Briefly tell us about how you got to be playing football and how long you've been playing football.
I used to go to Apollo High School in Owensboro, and I played soccer there until my junior year. And then my mom got remarried to a guy here, Will Collins, and I just kind of decided to came to last year's Campbellsville game, and saw Cody Belt, and I knew he was graduating.
Campbellsville High School.
Campbellsville High School.
Make sure everybody understands that.
Right. And I was just kind of like, well, he's graduating, might as well give it a try, just do something new. So,
Cody Belt was the kicker, and he had graduated from high school.
Yeah. And so came out here, decided to try it, and ended up liking it. Got a scholarship, and here we are.
1 year, and there it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. Good luck at Campbellsville.
I appreciate it.
Quarterback Hunter Boone. Hunter, I know you were the last guy to commit. You looked around, shopped around, and now you're going to way across the state over to the Cumberland, the University of the Cumberland. Tell us about your decision.
It was the right fit. Even though it was further away, I feel like I'll be able to grow as a person, grow as a football player there more. It's beautiful up there, too.
Is the family going to build a mountain retreat?
They might have to. It'd be a road trip every Saturday.
So, tell us about, what are your thoughts and reflect on your... You've been a quarterback since you were old enough to pick up the football, and how does it feel to be going to college and taking your talents to that level?
It feels pretty good. It's always been a dream of mine to go play college football, no matter what level it was. And I feel like I have some special players in it, and I can't wait to play.
All right, well, good luck, Hunter.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Phyllis, can you believe it's just over 2 weeks till we open down at our new location?
I can't believe it. Can you believe that H&H is going from 2,500 square feet to 10,000? Do you think we can do it?
I think we can. Come see us March 1st down at the new store, where Shopco used to be, 314 Sturgis Road, Marion.